Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy. And we're back to rehash Real Housewives of New York. The reunions. It's the end. How was it?
You know, it was kind of a let, maybe just, it's just been the mood I've been in lately. It was kind of a lackluster of a reunion. You know, Andy's like, we've used more tissues than any other reunion, which I'm like, really? I've seen a lot more crying and shit in past other show reunions. Yeah, I don't know. What did you think?
Yeah, the season, great. Reunions, I was not really that impressed. I was expecting more, especially with it being unedited and extended, but or what it, I don't know, just unedited, uncensored. Sorry. No, not really. I feel like there were a lot of topics that Andy didn't push on that people really didn't address. I don't know. I just was expecting more, especially with all the stuff that was said about Jessel. Like, why weren't we showing a lot of, like, making them own their shit? I don't know. I feel like it was really around Uba, like a lot of Uba. And almost, I mean, in my opinion, I feel like it was like trying to, I don't know, it was like making her look bad in a way, but.
Yeah. The only thing, because some of it seemed like a little out of left field how angry she was, which I'm not saying she doesn't have a right to be, but I think they could have pushed harder for, okay, like what's behind this? When it was just, they're kind of like trying to quiet her down, be like,
it was,
no, you're fine, you're fine. It's like, no, she's got some real anger here, and let's get to the bottom of it. Like, well, what happened here? But they were just kind of trying to quiet her down almost a little bit, where I'm like, okay, but this isn't the Uba. I don't want her to get mad. This isn't the side of Uba we saw all season. So, like, clearly there was something that, like, she didn't like when the show aired and what she saw, confessionals behind the scenes. So, like, bring that out. Like, there's more to it. What's making her so upset? And they just didn't dive that deep into it, which is weird because she was, like, the only one giving us anything.
Yeah, like, she was the only one. I mean, she's the one who said that you all didn't want Jenna here. And then they're all like up Jenna's ass like the entire time. I'm like, from the jump, like all up her ass. And I'm like, Jenna doesn't even care. Jenna doesn't even want this. Like, Jenna doesn't need this. Whatever. I'm not saying that Uba does, but like, Uba's over here like trying to give us a show. Like, she's calling out that everyone's fake, which they are. And they are being fake. Like, I mean, it was clear that there were like alliances. Bren, in my opinion, was like my least favorite from the reunion. And I don't know if that's like a unpopular opinion, but she is, I think she's great TV. I think she is, and she does own that she is a little rat and will run information back. I applaud that, but
they didn't push on that enough though.
No, I'm like, all why of the are drama, they not like outing that? Yeah, I know.
All of the drama was Bryn telling stuff one that one side said to the other. Like, all the shit that went down was Bryn was in the middle of it.
Like, and that's why I'm wondering, you know, I think I said it before, this could have a three-part reunion. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there was enough in here. Like, we really didn't even talk much about the final, about Uba's boyfriend as much. Like, that whole dynamic, like, that whole fight. Like, we didn't really talk about all the stuff that happened at Swingers Didn't talk really about like how Aaron's husband is. I don't know, like Abe. There was not nearly, there was not enough though on Jessel and Pavitt's shit. Like I feel they didn't, they were allowing them to just say, like, no, we didn't say that. Like, roll the footage. Why are you not showing? I don't understand what
Yeah.
production was doing here.
Yeah, there like wasn't enough push on that when that was like what some of the major beef was all season. So yeah, the way that they kind of just shut that all down fairly quickly, I wasn't a fan of. I will say I was kind of surprised that, Andy kind of said to Sai, kind of called her out for, well, it sounds like you were judging her. Or you told her to open up and then she does open up and you shot her down. But she usually don't always side with Andy Cohen. So this was like one of the times where I'm like, oh wow, who's actually kind of little bit calling someone out, but then he just like would, pump the brakes, which it's their first reunion. I was expecting so much more.
I was too, and I don't wanna, I don't know, I feel like maybe there was more and we're just not able to see it because we only get the two episodes, who knows? But the way that I mean, it just doesn't seem like there, I don't know. I don't know. But they used more tissues and where the tissues come from. I was intrigued by this Aaron and Sigh falling out. I wanted more on that, you know, like that they're
Yeah.
not cool and they,
We had a tough summer. Okay, what happened?
yeah,
Spill it.
we want the tea. I'm still just not like I'm also blaming the other women for not jumping on to this, but because they watch the same show. But Sai and Aaron just not admitting to alluding that Pavitt was cheating. I'm just still like that's what the whole thing was a, like that was one of the biggest things talking about him and his points and getting his
Well,
sandwich and only being there for a little bit, not her not going, the wedding ring, whatever, all that shit.
and even like them calling out Jessel that they're like, well, we didn't know you were going through postpartum. You only
She
talked about it
did.
in confessional. But when Abe said he wouldn't have sex with, if he would dump Aaron if they weren't having sex, she goes, well, what if I have postpartum or something's wrong? Shouldn't that already be like your always assumption, like, oh, I wonder if something's wrong? But it was, oh no, those two are gross. They're weird. Their marriage is a sham. So it's just like weird. It's like, well, why didn't any of you guys ask her? None of you did. You all just were like, oh, you two don't have sex. Oh, that's
She
fucked
talked
up.
about that in the car. Like they had that breakthrough where she tells them, oh, well, maybe I did kind of push Pavitt away when, you know, I was trying to get pregnant. It was just so much in vitro. And then, you know, the postpartum. Like she, like, because what? She didn't go into
Spell it
so much
out.
detail. Like you, like, everyone's talking about how David had empathy for her. You know,
Yeah.
and he, Sai couldn't, none of them could, but David could just by hearing a little bit. He's like, oh, well, you know, that has to be like tough. You know, she'd be dealing with a lot. Yeah. Like you don't need to know, like you're saying, you know, it's like
She doesn't
what
need to put it in writing.
you don't
Like
feel
she's
bad.
kind of saying it without saying it. You're a grown woman to figure it out. She's kind of dropping hints to you. And you know what? Maybe if you guys were good people, you'd pull her aside and be like, hey, like, is everything good? But no one did that.
Yeah, nobody
At least
cares.
not the people that were judgmental.
Yeah, no. But Uba was getting Uba hot. She was upset with Jenna for saying that she's never seen this side of her. A lot of things I feel bad because I think they just get lost in translation, you know? And
yeah.
But
I do understand, like, I don't think Jenna was malicious, but I also think the way that Uba was explaining it, like, at first, it seemed like she was maybe overreacting, but then I kind of understood what she was. The more she described it, she was thinking that Jenna was kind of calling her, like, two-faced.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Yeah.
It is different. Not what
Jenna meant, but also I could see where that's how Uba took it.
Yeah. And then if that is what you thought it was, I get being annoyed by it and being upset by it. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I just like I love Uba, even though I do think she's a little dramatic with some things, but overall I think it's just sometimes a misunderstanding, but the things that aren't. No, like I feel like a lot of the cast like gaslights her when she is actually just calling shit out and being real, and they're like, whoa, what? No.
Well, and then I love the whole phone gate issue where Aaron's like, it was like 45 minutes, and Andy's like, it was only 45 minutes. And everyone's like, no, it was a couple hours. And that Aaron getting called out on
the
not
text too.
texting. Yeah.
I was annoyed with Bryn during that when she is to Uba, like, what about Find My Friends? Like, what? Like, if that's real? That's like the most like victim blamey.
It is. It's just because she was pissed at Uba in that moment. So,
yeah. And
she had
over
to
here.
Be shady.
I think I tweeted this, but like Bryn saying, yeah, well, I'm half black and half Irish. Like, it's not the read you think. I mean, it's not like a good, I mean, I don't know. It's not like, that doesn't mean anything.
It didn't
you're trying
land.
To sound like soup. It didn't land. But Uva saying that she's Somalian. It's like, yeah, don't like, I love Uva so much. Don't play with Uba.
No.
I think Bryn just tries to act so hard, and it doesn't land for me. She's a try hard. But I do like her though. But
yeah. Because when she's sweet, she really is a very like caring person. But it's when most of them are trying to act tough or hard, and it just a little cringy.
Yeah, I will say that Sai is actually tough and hard. Like, I think she actually is.
I think she's got some thick skin for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, watching Aaron.
Which it really is a shock to me. Like, I know it sounds bad that she's only a few years older than us. Like,
don't say that. Age. Yeah. Was she 35 or something? 36? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, it's funny.
That's crazy.
Who said that she's probably the most uptight one in the group? And she's like, my hometown friends would never use that word. Can I be uptight? Sometimes, yes. It's like, that's what they're talking about. Like, or whatever. It might not be uptight. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was like, out of all of them, yeah, you are. You're the least easygoing.
Okay. She was so annoying when they talked about wet ass pussy, WAP, and asked if she had a dry ass pussy. And she's like, I mean, you heard Abe, and I mean, you heard him all season. You think I have a dry ass pussy? Yes, bitch, I do think you got a dry ass pussy. Shut up. What is that? Like, it's so whack that one, she still like trying to say like wet ass, like the ass is wet. It's like, You're too young to not know what WAP means,
Well,
Aaron.
and saying it's gross, you sound like Ben Shapiro, so shut up.
Right? Ugh. But it was just so cringe when she said, you heard Abe. Didn't you hear A-ball season? You think
It's
that
like,
I have dry ass pussy? I don't
yeah,
think
and it
so.
was almost like you guys are
Cringe.
overcompensating for something if that's
Yes.
all you talk about.
It sounded like you. Yeah,
If that's
exactly.
what your whole marriage is about, then okay.
Yeah. Yikes.
I would rather hang out with Jessel and Pavitt, who are withholding, because I think they're way
Not
funnier.
withholding. Who are
They seem way more fucking
withholding?
fun.
Yeah, I don't need. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll stay home. I guess I don't need to pick out any of them.
And you know what? And then it the whole, you know, is Jessel privileged or not? They're doubling down on just ignorant, like, ideas.
Especially Aaron. Because, like, Aaron is coming from, like, this place of privilege. Like, and now, and it's like, oh, well, you're not like the rest of them. You're like me. Like, you're not, I can't be the most privileged one here. It's really weird. It's
It's
really
like,
weird.
just let it go. Yes,
It's not a
did it was.
competition.
Was Jessel maybe off a little bit better than Sai and Brynn? Yeah, that's obvious, but don't make it seem like Jessel had it easy too. Everyone has their struggles. Like, I don't know why you guys are all trying to make who has the sadder
Yeah.
backstory. Like, that's what so much of this
Yeah.
season was about, which was like, oh my God, I don't care. I don't.
Yeah. I don't care. Actually, I want to know more about Uba's backstory. So, what about Uba? Like, or Jenna, you know, like, nah, I'm over Jenna. Who? Everyone loves Jenna. I'm just like, she didn't even bring anything in the reunion either. She didn't bring shit all season. Now I liked getting to know her. Like maybe she'd make like a good judge or
I think
like a
next
different
season
show.
she could be a good friend of.
Yes, but who would she be a friend of?
I can see her coming to random little events if they're doing, you know, a little party. I could see her being there. I just, even from her Watch What Happens Live, I don't see her coming back full time.
But I can't even see her being there as a friend of because, like, I feel like the best parts about Jenna being on the show was being, like, the little voice of reason and stuff. But I feel like she was only invited because she was on the cast. Like, I don't think she would have gone either way. She didn't have like a standout friend that hangs out with, that they hang out probably one on one outside the show. But yeah, I mean, yeah, if she was going to come back, it'd be good for her to be the voice of reason as a friend of. I just can't even picture who. I don't know. But I don't think she should come back as a full-time housewife. Unless she really wants to. I think everyone's just kissing her ass. It was so
Because she's got those
annoying.
connections. All the ones that they like bitched about her bringing gifts and stuff. That's also why they want to be friends with her. You know,
Like, oh, I'm sorry, Jenna. Yeah, we ganged up on you. We ganged up on you. It's like,
I mean,
okay.
she's
She's
like going to
grown.
parties with like actual like celebrities, so I think they want to
She's
have
fine.
connections. Yeah.
Right. I know. That's exactly what it is. But I felt like Sai did actually really good during this reunion. I mean, other than the Jessel shit.
Someone got a PR person to.
She was calling it therapy. I mean, I felt like it was genuine, and I don't really feel that way because I felt like it wasn't fully all there. Like she still was missing it at some points, especially when it came to
Well,
Jessel.
I really think she thought she was going to be the fan favorite. And by reunion, when Jessel's everyone's favorite in Rolling Stone magazine, think she learned, hey, I gotta at least be good with her a little bit. We can't have these, I can't be totally against Jessel.
That's like one of my favorite things that happens with someone that's new. It's not as sweet when they're not new to this shit, but when they're new to this shit and they think you can tell that they think that they've got the public on their side. It's almost like Big Brother because like you're watching in the moment and they're talking, they're like, oh yeah, America loves us. Like America fucking hates you. And at the reunion, they either come and they're still a little delusional and think that they're loved and they have fans and try to and don't own their shit, or they own their shit and they are like, please forgive me, you all. I could do better next time. Like, please let me back in, give me a chance. And I think she tried that. I do think she left it to where they could all be in the same space.
Well,
I don't know.
even before the reunion, it seemed like her and Jessel were in a better place. So it's not like she did just wait for the reunion. Looks like
And I
she put
think,
in a little bit of work.
yeah, and she should have. And I think that what helped is her and Aaron not being probably cool. I would like to the cameras to be up for that. I want to see this Aaron versus Sai because I think Sai would get it every day. Think Sai would make Aaron cry. I would like to see that. But yeah, so I was like very mid reunion, but like great season. I love all these women, and did you watch them at the Bravos? Did you see that on Peacock?
Yeah, I did. That's the only thing that I need to go back with this week and look at all the panels and shit. I did not get a chance to
I didn't really see the
any of
panels
that,
yet. They're not
but
posted on Peacock
I
yet.
did watch the Bravos besides the very end because I just like I mean I've heard of Vicky before, but like I don't know
Oh,
enough to
yo, you
watch.
don't know Vicky.
I know of that, like I
Oh
know
my
of
God,
her,
yeah, you
like
don't know. Oh, yeah, a lot of it was house. Yeah, wow, I
I
didn't
know
think about
she's
how you wouldn't know all that.
iconic, but it was one of those like,
You're not getting it, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, Vicky,
There were
the
some,
OG of the OC.
honestly, I was pretty disappointed with the Bravos.
The winners? I know. Is that what you're about to say? Like certain people that
Yeah.
should have won that didn't
Meredith,
win?
I will say this is the one time I think Meredith
I
Marks
can't
should have
believe she didn't
fucking won.
win. I can't remember who won the that one.
James Kennedy, I
Oh my
think.
goodness, for the poo-poo head. So
The
stupid.
worm with the
Oh,
mustache,
worm with
which
either
was
way.
funny,
It
but
wasn't
the
as good
rumor,
as
no,
that, or
that
there was a
was,
few other ones too that
there
I was
were
like,
other better ones than that too, yeah.
yeah. But that one I was like, really? But that was people voting. So
And Sierra from Summer House
of course,
won.
and you know I fucking hated when she did
I
that.
know.
Like I was so mad.
It's like
And people
so,
love her.
but the
Everyone
thing is,
loves
like,
her.
it's so forgettable, though. Like, I legit forgot that was even a thing until I watched
Foxy or Karma Brown,
yeah.
no.
At least, like, the worm with the mustache, I still remember that. But the Karma Brown, I don't remember that. It's
I do,
forgettable.
unfortunately. Only because
But
they like
thinking,
kept talking about it because they thought it was so freaking funny and they dragged it
it's
out for
like,
like 3 episodes.
when I think of that season, that is not anything I correlate with it,
I
you
don't even
know?
remember which season it is because Summer House hasn't been good for years.
Which,
Since Sierra's been in the house. And I'm not blaming Sierra, but
yeah,
the bed source twins or whatever.
which Paige has some ugly ass outfits
Oh my
this
God, I
thing with, actually, a
know.
lot of people had bad outfits at BravoCon.
Yeah. Only
But
a
there
few
were, I
goodies.
mean, I only heard a little bit of stuff that went on, a little bit of actually not surprising drama with Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, Sheena.
Lisa.
Sheena partying in Sandoval's penthouse and Ariana not being happy about it. And Sheena, did you see her interview the next, like,
And then Brock getting his
Oh,
annoying
shut
ass.
up, Brock.
We didn't know
Oh.
whose penthouse it was. All right, you did.
So cringe.
Or
Brock,
when you realize
where?
who it is, then you leave. Easy.
Yeah. But it was just, there were a lot of people there, you know? Yeah. Anyway.
Summer house. Carl's very
My goodness.
PR rehearsed statement was
Very disappointing.
interesting. Back
It's
at
all.
Loverboy.
What a fucking joke. It's very disappointing, honestly. But I'm not even. I'm happy for Lindsay. She's gonna be fine. He's a fucking coward.
Oh my God. I saw someone on Reddit that said the perfect Bravo man for Lindsay is Shep. And I think that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Someone's like, well, she wants to get married and he doesn't. So that already isn't gonna work
Yeah, what
out.
the
And
fuck?
you know what? I'm good with her finding a non-Bravo
I
man. They're all
want her to find a
trash.
non. She's a non-Bravo man that it can make her sandwiches. She can get a real man. I'm just like, yeah, she or one of these captains, Captain Jason. Even though I saw that Lala probably hooked up with Captain Jason, which I'm here for that too. But yeah, well, oh. House of Villains. Are you caught up?
am, unfortunately.
Oh, well, you know, Tiffany Pollard, our girl, New York, she was finally taken off, kicked off, evicted, whatever you want to call it.
But
But she went out and, I mean, I was like, I am proud to call you my favorite. I don't care when you go out. Like, that's how you do it.
one of her
Never let them see you sweat, she said.
one of and she's got plenty of iconic lines, but that was up there.
Never
Like
let
my
them see
jaw
you
dropped and
sweat.
I was dying. I'm like, yes. And that's why we love her.
And calling Johnny Bananas an amphibian reptile looking motherfucker, dead ass. Calling out Omarosa, it all was just great. Like, she is the
Great episode
queen.
of TV.
Anyways, back to Real Housewives of New York. It's over. Did you have a favorite of the season?
I gotta go with Jessel. I judged her wrong, and she really had killed it. Also, maybe left BravoCon. She said the one housewife she wouldn't want to come on a trip with is
No.
Messy after gay.
She doesn't want to get accused for punching her, you know?
Which hilarious. I was
I
not expecting her to
know.
say that,
I
but
loved it.
loved
I loved
it.
it. You know, I was here for it. I would say Ubo is my favorite of the season. It was going to be Jessel, but since you gave Jessel her flowers, I'll give it to Ubo since it's my runner up, too. Well, they're both like my favorite of the
They're up
season.
there. And they're pals too, so I do like
Yeah, so
that.
they're like a duo. Yeah, which means something. And she had Povett's back and had Jessel's back. It was very sweet. But yeah, that's the end of Roni.
You know, it was fun. They had some obviously big shoes to fill as, you know, being recast of already, you know, iconic franchise. It was fun. I can't wait to see who's back for season two. I would think they probably would be filming anytime soon,
Soon,
unless they
yeah.
push it back, because last year was around like Thanksgiving time. So maybe they're pushing it back just because it aired so late. I don't know. We'll see.
Don't know, but I'm curious. And I'm excited to see who comes back. I know we'll see something come out of like who was all invited back and who's filming, you know, we'll get all that. But then we'll just wait. But we are also rehashing Survivor and whoo, last episode. Can't wait to talk about it. So we have Survivor, we have Salt Lake City. Am I missing one?
Southern Charm.
Southern Charm. Oh my goodness. So my mind was going to New York again. I was like, no. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Southern Charm. Yeah, we gotta talk about Southern Charm. Lots of things to talk about. So we will be rehashing those. But anything else before we go?
Just don't forget to follow us on social media on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.